Anesti, welcome to 3CR.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about your amazing life in Toronto.
It's very cold. It's very snowy. But I live here in Toronto, Canada, and I'm a comedian here. And embracing the winter.
What is the most bizarre comedy show you've ever done?
The most bizarre comedy show that I've ever done? It has to be one where we had to pie each other in the face if we got booed from the audience, and it was an improv show. And after that show, I just never did improv again.
Wow. So your shows are scripted, are they?
Yeah, my show is scripted. It's a musical and stand-up comedy about AI and to see if it can actually replace creatives or not.
And what's your verdict on that? Because it kind of seems like it can't.
Oh, you think so?
Well, it seems like it's heading in that direction, but I hope not.
It's gotten really good. I'm very shocked. But this all started when I was, a little brain fogged and didn't know if I could write another show. So I asked AI to write me a show, and it was just absolute garbage. And so I worked on that, and I worked on that. And now I built a show where the audience can decide if AI is here to stay or if it's going to be gone.
That must have kind of been a relief that it was garbage, because you don't want to be replaced. What was the audience's verdict?
Well, I think it's pretty unanimous that they didn't like the AI show, what AI had to say. Because basically I do my whole show and AI takes my whole life experience and it distills it down into this song that I perform for everybody. And it's pretty bad. It's very, very bad.
Wow. So how did AI distill your life? Like, how bad was it? Like, give us the lowdown of what it actually came up with.
Oh, can I swear on this?
Well, yeah, and I can edit it out if need be.
All right. So I told AI, I sat down and I started telling it about my life as a child of immigrants to a Greek family, how I am a bisexual queer person, and just my life as a millennial. And I had this heartfelt moment with AI, and I really thought it understood me. And then it gave me a song called Faggy Feta Cheese Boy.
Oh my God. Wow. That is so insulting.
That's very insulting. Yeah.
So tell us about your life as a queer person in Canada who is the child of immigrants, especially in an era where immigrants are under attack in North America, not, of course, in Canada, but, nearby in the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm millennial, so I'm part of a new generation, not really old-fashioned, first born in Canada. So, we're pretty liberal and our parents are pretty understanding. It is a scary time for a lot of immigrants, especially down in America right now. And, it's just a time for everybody to, here's what I'm trying to say. I think right now, when it's a very scary time out there for a lot of immigrants, it's a great time for all of us to come together and just to share our stories and our life experiences and to laugh at what makes us unique and to kind of have that as a barrier from the outside world,
So you're really feeling that as a comedian, that queer audiences in particular are kind of rallying together and there's a kind of a momentum for you to kind of have an immersive experience.
Yeah, it's funny because the show kind of touches on a lot of different audience points. And I find that, people who are queer from immigrant families have a great time. And then it's also a place where children of immigrants come and have a great time. And it's kind of like a meshing of so many different lifestyles and backgrounds. And it's funny to see how relatable all this immigrant stuff is to people of different cultures. It's like we all have the same experience.
So tell us a bit more about your life in Toronto.
Yeah. So I'm a comedian and I'm a content creator. So, basically my life revolves around making comedy and making funny videos that kind of poke fun at our everyday lives and our insecurities, all that kind of stuff. And And yeah, I mean, what specifically would you like to know?
We've got a massive following on social media as well. You must really feel the impact of that. How does that affect you personally? I mean, having all of these strangers glued to your content and having hundreds of thousands of people who watch your content and follow you. I mean, how does that affect you psychologically?
Oh, it's I don't know. It's kind of crazy to think about. Like, I'm very lucky that people, you know, want to follow along and see the stuff that I'm making. It's very nice. But it's, I don't know, it's kind of crazy to think of such a big number of people. I don't know. I just continue doing what I'm doing, and I don't really let it kind of affect me, but it's just weird. It's like, you can't really process it. You just exist on your phone. And then, I don't know. It's just such a weird thing.
You must have a routine, right? Like, tell us about your social media routine in terms of your content creation.
Yeah, so I like to post, make some funny videos 2 to 3 times a week. So I'll have a day of writing, then I'll have a day where I film a few of these ideas and an editing day. And then it's just about, you know, putting them online and seeing what clicks, what doesn't click, what does well, what completely bombs. And I don't know, just kind of building a community that way.
So do you do it all yourself or do you have a team?
Oh, this is all by myself. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your setup. Like you make the videos, you make the reels at home, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So a lot of the backdrop is my apartment. So I have, you know, I like to paint on my walls. So I've made it into a nice kind of aesthetically pleasing place. Then I have my little green screen there and my lights, and yeah, I film it all there. I edit it at home, and thank God for laptops though, because if I could edit in a cafe, or I'd be stuck at home like 24/7.
Tell us about the neighborhood you live in Toronto.
Yeah, I live in the Ossington Village. It's a really nice, hipstery kind of area where all of the cafes are. There's like really nice parks there, good arts community there. Yeah, it's a really, really, really good neighborhood. It used to be a huge Greek neighborhood, but they all migrated to Greektown in Toronto.
Right. Wow. Yeah. So the place has got history, and you must kind of feel the essence of that earlier wave of Greek migration. Like they must have left a real mark on the area.
Oh, 100%. Like I still, the feta cheese shop that I used to go to when I was a kid is now a cafe. And all of these different Greek shops have turned into either bars or cafes, but you know, the skeleton is still there. So it's like, if you know, you know. Yeah.
And what have you been working on today? Like what project?
Oh yeah, today I was filming a song about World War III. And you know, it's a crazy time in the world right now. And I thought, what would happen if World War III broke out? I would be completely useless. I don't know how to do anything. So it was kind of like, you know, like our priorities would be like, oh my God, World War III. Do I have an outfit prepared? Can I bring my skincare? But I don't even know how to fire a gun. So yeah, I mean, that was the project today.
Do you really have a feeling of that happening? I mean, you're so close to the US and Trump's been talking about invading Greenland. Does all of that and, you know, almost having the fear of being invaded by the US, does it kind of create this sense of we are on the verge of World War III?
I think so. I mean, he wants to take Canada as a 50 whatever state, you know, another state. I don't know. Every day I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to spend a couple hours before I check the news. Because if World War III has broken out, I want to at least have my coffee first, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got to have that sense of normality, don't you? And it sounds like you kind of do that. And it also sounds like your social media routine has become a part of your normality as well. Do you ever kind of just pinch yourself and say, oh my God, I can't believe my life is like this now? And so much of it is because of social media, which of course has led you to create the show about AI.
Yeah, it's kind of a full circle kind of moment, you know? Yeah, it's definitely kind of a pinch yourself moment when you see a community that you've built, and it's you know, very lucky to be a part of like a lot of people following me. But it does open opportunities. It opens opportunities to come to Australia. You know, people wanting me to bring a show there, and it really kind of opens the world's door in a way.
Well, Nesty, we can't wait to see you in Melbourne for the Comedy Festival. You'll also be in Sydney for their Comedy Festival. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR here in Melbourne.
Thanks so much.
3CR.